very happy to have a special edition of Hobson's Choice podcast. Head coach of your Cincinnati Bengals, Marvin Lewis. Coach, thanks for doing this, making your debut on the Hobson's Choice podcast. I know that's another in the long line of your achievements in the NFL.
Well, we'll be looking for an Emmy.
obviously, we're talking to you because it's really the centerpiece weekend of your foundation with the golf tournament, and that's highlighted by the awarding of your college scholarships, which is really a great thing. You've changed it up a little bit this year. You're, instead of being at Shaker, you're going up to Top Golf, which is an interesting move. I've just driven by it. It looks like it's indoor. It's a massive indoor facility, right?
Well, it's a golf party facility, basically. I mean, imagine, as I tell people, the finest bowling alley you've ever been for golf. Wow. You know, and upscale
you,
from
right?
there.
That's perfect for you guys.
Well, it's great. The people at Top Golf have been very generous. The Shaker Run, the Lambert family, for the years that we've done the tournament at Shaker Run, they've bent over backwards as a partner and to sponsor with us. So, but it's a big change. So we thank them for all the time they've done and spent with us. But we're gonna work at this year at Top Golf.
Certainly one of the most successful tournaments that's ever been staged here, and you get so many people at it. You know, you had to cut it to 14 holes because it was so long, and you had so many people wanting to sign up. This kind of opens it up for you, right? You can get kind of a different deal going. You can get maybe more people who can play more.
Well, obviously, the reason why we run the tournament and have the foundation is to support education and particularly to uplift young people. And being at Top Golf does afford us an opportunity to sell more spots. More groups in the event, which raises more money for scholarships and the support of our programs, and learning is cool and so forth that are in the outreach we have to young people in the greater Cincinnati area.
Yeah, and that just seems to be getting bigger and bigger too. You know, your foundation has been recognized nationally for what you've accomplished. The kids just seem, I know, really the. Most of the fundraising is for the college scholarships. You're now, I believe, up to 8. Started out as a pretty modest 4. It's grown through the years. You and your wife and Barbara Dundee, the person who runs the foundation, sit down and actually talk to these kids, read the essays. It's unbelievable the stuff you get every year.
There's 3 or 4 people that read the essays, but then essentially. I try and whittle it down to who we're going to interview in person, and then Barbara and I meet with the candidates that we're going to interview in person, and then I try and decide.
And you can never decide. You always have to add one.
Never decide. We end up always Peggy and I funding 1 or 2 on our own, and various others around the greater Cincinnati area have been very helpful in doing that. One being Mike Schlottman, who personally has funded a scholarship the last 2 years, who's the CFO of Kroger.
I mean, a scholarship. I mean, education is what it's all about. If you can give somebody the ability to go to college, I mean, that means everything, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, now we'll have over 80 students. We have scholarship to college this year after we award the scholarships on Saturday evening, and which comes over $1.7 million in that. So we're very thankful to being able to do that. We've been blessed to be able to do that, and it's come full circle. You know, our graduates are out working, have real families, real jobs. We've had kids who've come through the Learning is Cool program who now we've awarded scholarships to. And so it's been a blessing to us.
I mean, it shows you what kind of a mark you've made in the community. Very few coaches, you know, especially in this day and age, are able to stay in one place and have that kind of an impact. I mean, I kidded you about Hardy Nickerson showing up when you were, you coached his father. Hardy Nickerson, the rookie from Illinois, but really to be doing the tournament and then to be seeing a guy that you awarded a scholarship, that probably means a hell of a lot more.
Well, it means a lot, and you're right, it means a lot, and the ladies that run the foundation should take all the credit. You know, they make my role in the foundation very turnkey, and because obviously I have a job that's very, very time consuming, so they make my responsibilities with the foundation very minimal, and they do the day-to-day work, rolling up their sleeves and going to work. And you know, anytime you know, they make my time commitment to them, maybe 5 or 10 minutes a week, to say yay or nay on something.
When you sit down and talk to the kids, what are you looking for when you interview them?
Well, we're number one. I want to hear them talk about what they have done community service wise. I want them to talk about where they think they'll be 5 or 10 years down the line, what going to college means to them, why they chose the particular school, major, etc. And lastly, you know, we're just trying to, I'm trying to gauge how successful they can be in life and what this scholarship will mean to them. Will it enable them to live on campus? Will it enable them to go to maybe their first choice of universities? Things like that, and how it will impact them in their life moving forward.
Now, what it's I think it's for all 4 years. It's $20,000, right?
Yes.
For all 4 years, which is from and I've done enough stories on these kids that we've kind of run the gamut. For some kids, it can get them maybe. Maybe get some an extra, you know, get some books and tuition.
Right. But it for minimizes, others, it minimizes responsibility. You know,
right. They
don't have to have a work study job. They don't have to take out a loan. Like I said, they can live on campus if they're going here to UC or Xavier. Maybe they're able to live on campus instead of having to live at home. Right. You know, we've had, you know, students from Florida State, Clemson, to Pepperdine. Arizona.
Right.
We've got one this year going to UCLA. So,
right. And then for some it means everything.
Opportunity. So, so again, like I continue to say, with the help of the Greater Cincinnati area, which is very philanthropic, we've been able to do this.
The kids this year. And I don't know if you've seen any kind of a trend since you've been doing this. Is there anything that you've seen in the last? You know what.
Well, you know, each and every year it seems as though our female candidates rock in comparison to the guys. So the guys got to step it up. And but you know, that's the one thing I think the young ladies seem to be you know, really have their stuff together as they go in and are making this next step into college and their collegiate careers. A year ago we had some guys that were phenomenal, and this year we basically have young people who have been, their families have been basically immigrants to the United States.
Right.
And so they've been born or raised here, but yet their families weren't, their parents weren't.
Right.
And so it's incredible, their stories and why the family, how the family ended up here and why. And so that's kind of been the, underlying theme this season.
Right. Yeah, it's just I was going through some of the essays that Barbara sent me, and that the challenges they have just started with the language,
mm-hmm.
and then having to go to school, and then the kids have to work, and their parents obviously have to. I mean, it's just the challenges that they have compared to the kids who are from here.
Yeah, as young kids, the English was not the primary language in their home, and so. And that just goes to show the quality of the young people and what they have done, and then the fact that they've achieved a high level of academic success. They've scored well on the achievement tests. They've been involved in community service at their school or their community with outreach and so forth. And they've participated in generally a sport and an extracurricular activity, and which is one of the things that we ask for. So we want a well-rounded person. We've had students who've never gotten a B in their academic career, and you know, and you want to ask them, what do you do for fun? Well, I read a book, and now they'll email us now and say, you know, hey coach, I learned to do something else fun, to have some fun in my life, and that's important.
Well, I mean, I think you keep up with these guys too.
Yeah, we do. We hear from them. That's one of the things we ask. We're obviously going to keep track of their grades and what they do. But we also want to see, you know, hear from them and what they're doing. Many of them come back and volunteer at some of our events that we have, you know, once they're out of their school season.
Congratulations on it. It's another great event. It happens this weekend, Saturday night. You've got your reception, and then where the kids will be awarded the scholarships, mm-hmm. and then you go up and we'll have the tournament, which should be fun. You're kind of the ringmaster up there, aren't you? With the
part of it. I wouldn't say I'm the ringmaster. I'm saying, Lindsay Reichert, who basically handles all the events, She's kind of the ringmaster on Saturday.
Then on
Sunday.
Then you come back here, and like you're talking about your job, it's time consuming. Yeah, there is a little bit of a thing. You get OTA start May 23rd. Yeah. I mean,
we get to actually start football on the field, and it'll be great. We've enjoyed having the rookies back with us this last week and what's called phase two of the off season, and now we matriculate into phase three come Tuesday, which enables us to do real football on the field. So it's been good. It's a growth process of the football team, fitting new guys in new spots, new scheme and so forth in different areas, and revisions and so forth from the off season. We were able to ramp up Tuesday.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, I was going back looking at the roster, and you know, always every off season you think, oh my God, there's so many changes, but then you go back and look at it and you go, the guys were here, the guys were here. Like Andy is now the most senior Bengal. He's got 90 on offense. He's got 93 games, you know. Michael Johnson's the most senior Bengal on defense. He's, you know, he's been here 111 games, you know. So Kevin Huber is actually the guy who's played the most Bengals games now, you know, and actually been in 72 winning games. So the core is still, you know what I mean? The core is still here, which you get. I know you really thrive on that, putting people around the core.
Yeah, it's fitting the guys around the core and how important that is, and their roles and things that they play, and then letting them grow into expanding their role, and that's important. We've got some young guys that are going to need to do that, to step up and play well for us, as they should. They came, that's how they got here, and now it's their turn and their time, and we expect them to assume the greatness that we expected from them when we brought them here.
Looked like you were having a good time at rookie minicamp, seeing those guys. That's about as much speed as you probably ever get coming out of a draft. It looked like you were enjoying that.
Well, we enjoyed, you know, we got some good young people we were able to pick a few weeks ago, and their roles and their opportunity will come as they earn them going forward. So and that's part of the process. That's the rest of the football team expects that. That's how they earn their spots and their role. And as these guys ascend into more, that's part of earning your stripes, per se.
Yeah, I mean, that's literally earning your stripes. I mean, Andy just kind of rolls along, doesn't he? He just kind of didn't realize this, but he'll be only the third Bengals quarterback to start more than 100 games. And that's, I think that means something. You know?
Well, he's done a great job. And he's grown into the leader of the football team, and that's the thing. He plays himself at a very high level, and he's got to demand the same thing from everybody around him.
All right, Coach, thanks for stopping by. I know you'll have a great weekend this weekend. We'll be, thank you for sharing it with us, and good luck in OTAs.
All right, thank you.